Billy Joe and Green Day?
Oh, sure.
I have no idea what I'm talking about, do you?
I've heard of Green Day.
I have no idea what I'm talking about.
Well,
Don Haney knows what we're talking about.
He does. You know, I'm kind of hurt just moments ago. You called me a bad name, kind of.
I didn't know. No, I was telling a story. I wasn't calling you that name. I was telling a story about another time I called somebody else that bad name.
I see. Okay. Well, I just heard part of it then.
Are you hurt?
I've got feelings too.
Hard to tell. Come on, there you go, Pinto. Fire that baby up. Let's do a 4-pack. 4 o'clock, 4-pack with Kate. Why do you put that stuff on your hands every time you come in here?
Germex.
Every time you come in here, you're rubbing your hands together.
I've kind of fallen into the habit of being quite clean.
Is the studio that dirty?
No, it's not. No, you're doing it.
Well, that's because you got me paranoid now.
You know, you never know where you've been today. So
I know where I've been in this building. That's where I've been all day. I'm doing the noon show on 740 The Fan. I'm blogging. I'm breaking news. I'm getting all fired up. I'm all over the place.
You're the Al Newman of Midwest Radio Fargo.
If you want a Congress that's full of millionaires and doctors' wives,
Al Newman,
go ahead and don't pay them.
The former utility infielder for the Minnesota Twins.
I just swore I heard Kevin Cramer in my ear, Congressman Cramer.
Yes, I think that was him.
I wasn't hearing things?
No, that was him.
Not from my filling?
No. That's your tinfoil hat you have on. 4 o'clock, 4-pack. Here on the Mike McFeely Show, catch you, news director with very clean hands, Paul Juergens. Does this stuff, is it a substitute for soap?
No.
Are you supposed to, you know, like could you theoretically never wash your hands again if you
No, it doesn't wash your hands. It just sanitizes things, supposedly. It's 99%. 99.99% kills that many germs.
Alcohol. Oh, no. What's it made out of? I thought it was 99% alcohol.
It's got some in it, I'm sure.
Huh. All right.
Sure. That's why it's almost empty in here.
In the studio. Number 4 on our list today, Andrew Sandstrom. He is the young man from South Moorhead whose child died when she was left in a car that was too hot. That was last spring, I believe. Was it
June or so?
Early summer, late spring.
Yes, very warm day.
What's the story with him? Is he going to plead
in this case? He's going to plead guilty to manslaughter. It's an open plea, meaning there's no plea agreement. Jim Monk reporting today from our news staff that hearing set for next week. And again, this will be an open plea. My understanding is that the Clay County attorney, Brian Melton, will not recommend prison time, but will recommend up to a year in the Clay County Jail or a year in the Clay County Jail. But for a manslaughter conviction, he certainly could have gone to prison. Some of the factors that have been taken into consideration is that Sandstrom and his wife have other children, and so that is what the county attorney's agreed to do.
A year in the Clay County Jail?
Yes.
For manslaughter?
Yes.
Okay.
You don't...
I'll reserve comment for when you're not in the room. Number 3. Well, I don't want to get you involved. You're a straight newsman.
Right,
you have no opinion.
Fine.
You report the news, and I comment on
that.
That
is what the and again, this is not a plea deal in the proper sense. It's just he's agreed to enter this plea, and the county attorney's office will recommend a year in jail.
What was the maximum sentencing?
I would think that for manslaughter, off the top of my head, I would say probably up to perhaps 20 years. I'm not all that familiar with sentencing guidelines in Minnesota, but it certainly could have been a prison sentence.
How many other children did the couple have? They had a lot of kids, right?
I think perhaps 3 or 4, and he was watching others. There were other children there, and he admitted that he had left the child in the car, the girl in the van, and had gone in to take a nap.
The report said that the apartment was filthy, and,
yes,
and that's I'm okay. That part of the story is coming back to me now. Number 3, Jurgi, out in your country, Otter Tail County, your original country, and where you go to stay in your compound on weekends to get away from the riffraff here in Fargo, somebody's rustling cattle out there. Is that on your ranch, by the way?
No, I don't have a ranch.
Is that on the Lazy J Ranch out in Otter Tail County?
I have a ranch? My goodness, you've been to my modest property
17,
there?
17-room lake, quote-unquote, cottage, unquote.
Yes, no,
the theft of $50,000 worth of cattle near Henning, Minnesota. 23 Black Angus cows and 32 calves are missing from a barn. The owner noticed the missing cattle when he was moving his herd. It's believed they disappeared within the past 2 weeks.
Disappeared.
They just zip gone.
Just didn't walk away.
UFO.
Yeah, it sounds like this could be a case of theft and what we used to call rustling.
Cattle rustling.
And that's, you know, it happens. It does. And so I would think that if they had gone somewhere else nearby, that you would have, they would have shown up and somebody would have said, hey, Bob, your cattle over here. So the sheriff's office is investigating and they're nowhere to be found.
55 critters. I mean, that's a lot of animals. That's a lot of beef,
that's
brother.
That's a truckload.
That's a truckload of beef. And I bet they're in South Dakota.
Why would you say that?
Because that's kind of cattle country. There's a lot of ranches over in South Dakota. I bet they went across the border. Is it against federal law to transport cattle between states? Like interstate commerce? Something like that?
No, I don't think so, unless there's some sort of disease, you know, with a...
Yeah.
I don't think so.
In South Dakota.
You think they're in South Dakota?
Are they branded? Do we know that?
I don't know.
Do they have the Lazy J brand on their butts?
Is it the Lazy J Ranch? Did you make that up?
Yeah, the Lazy Jurgens Ranch. Oh. The Lazy J. Not that you're lazy.
And I don't have a ranch.
Lazy J.
I don't have a ranch.
You have several acres out in Otter
Tail
County.
You give people the wrong impression. I do not.
Then where do you ride your herd of horses?
I don't have a herd of horses. I don't have any horses. There's horses across the highway from me, but that's Shady Stable, Shady Oaks. It's a little place where you can ride horses.
Shady Oaks.
I don't have any horses.
That's where I'm going when I retire, to Shady Oaks.
I don't have any horses. I don't have any cattle, and I don't have any horses.
Why are you wearing cowboy boots?
I don't have
time.
Cowboy boots.
Oh, yes, you do.
I used to.
You did not.
I did. Long time ago.
Did you have a hat?
No.
Black Bart?
Nope. Just boots.
I thought that's how you attracted your wife, was with the cowboy boots and the big belt
no,
buckle and the hat.
No, she had horses when
Howdy,
she was younger.
Partner.
She had horses.
She did?
She grew up with horses.
Really?
Yep.
That's
Doesn't
what she called
any...
her siblings
no.
or what?
No.
She grew up with
they
horses.
Had horses. They had a little, wouldn't call it a ranch, but they lived out in the country.
Oh, they did? Uh-huh. Little hobby ranch, little hobby farm?
Well, it was, they lived there and they had
She ride the horse to school?
You know, I don't think so. But she did break both arms. Fallen, written, bucked
she
off.
She fell off a horse?
Yes,
really?
Twice.
At the same time?
No, she broke one arm 1 year and the other arm the next.
Well, that stinks. Yeah. My wife broke her arm getting thrown off a horse, too.
See? We do have something in common.
Number two on our list, Jurgi. Well, this is an odd story. A dog out in Helena, Montana. Maybe the cattle are in Montana. A dog ate five $100 bills, okay? Dog ate him off the front seat of a car. Wayne Klinkle's pickup truck. What happens when you eat something, Jurgi? What's the natural biological process of life? Works its way through the system.
Sure. Yep.
You know, ends up in a different form.
Right.
Yes.
Unless it's $100 bills, I would think that there would be, they would, to some extent, they would, their natural form would be preserved.
They were, as a matter of fact. After the dog, Sundance, ate the five $100 bills and then later passed things, the bills were in the things, in pieces and shredded. Well, old Wayne Klinkle dug through and took out the pieces and turned them into the federal government and said, look, old Sundance ate my money.
$500 bill.
And I'm sure that the federal employee said, oh, good. They gave him $400. He cleaned and reassembled the bills.
So one was lost. He only got 400 back.
I think it only ate half of one. So they probably said, keep that one, Wayne. That's okay. You keep that one.
Well, that's good of him.
Yeah.
What do you think?
He cleaned the bills, reassembled them, sent them in plastic bags to the U.S. Treasury with an explanation letter, and they sent him back a check for $400.
You think they just held up the baggie and made sure that the serial numbers matched and that it was legitimate?
I bet they didn't take him out.
I'll bet that's... That was good for the government to do that, don't you think?
Norman and Millie ever eat anything weird?
I'm sure they have. but I didn't do any follow up.
Not like Wayne Twinkle.
No.
Out in Helena. Number one, the story that sort of took over the national news during today's program, Jerry, was the shooting in the United States Capitol, actually just near the Capitol building. I had Senator Heidi Heitkamp on earlier explaining what she what happened to her during the lockdown at the U.S. Capitol.
Now, she was inside?
She was chairing a committee on the floor of the U.S. Senate, is I think what I heard her say.
Now, Senator Hovind, I understand, was outside. He did hear the shots and security, Secret Service, Capitol Police. He said that they were told to get down behind a barricade, but he did hear the shots. He was close enough. Woman was shot and killed after she tried to go around the barricade. There's some video of a black car. This video has surfaced of this black car going round and round and round with a either Secret Service or D.C. Police, Capitol Police behind it. Police say the woman led them on a chase, ended outside the Capitol. She has died. There are reports that there was a child that was with her that was taken to a hospital. There were several reports that, again, were not entirely accurate. I think early reports were that a Capitol Police officer or more had been shot. There was a police officer hurt when the car crashed outside the Capitol, but there were no officers shot. There was a lockdown Capitol, the Dirksen, the Hart Senate office buildings, Congress, both houses went into recess. The White House was placed on alert. About 20 police cars involved in chasing the Infiniti, if you don't care what brand of car it was. But that's what happened. There was no terrorist threat. It seems like an isolated case. Don't know what the motive
of
the woman.
What happened to the lady?
She is, they were confirmed now that she's dead.
Oh, she's dead. They shot her dead. Okay.
That's the way it appears.
Okay. Okay.
So, yep. A lot of excitement there. And fortunately, it was just one of those
things.
We don't know what the motive may have been, but she was surrounded by police cars, and the video shows her backing up really into one of them and we don't know the status of the child, if indeed there was a child in the car. It sounds like there was, but there was about an hour worth of, I guess, uncertainty in Washington, D.C.
Thank you, Jurgi. Thank you, partner.
Partner.
Where do you keep your horses in the wintertime?
I don't have any horses.
Lazy J.
I don't have any horses.
Where do you think the cattle
are?
I
have any cattle. I have no idea where the cattle are.
Wasn't there a case recently? The reason I brought up South Dakota is I thought there was a case recently in Otter Tail County of some cattle being rustled earlier that ended up somewhere in South Dakota. Or do I have my facts mixed up?
That could be.
No. No. There's no way. Thanks, Jurgi. Paul Juergens, KFGO News Director here on the Mike McFeely Show.